Time for another community spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Very pleased to be joined by Tammy Parent, who is with the Hunger Stop, the Lanark Food Bank, Lanark County Food Bank.
Lanark County Food Bank, yes.
Go. Yes, there's a couple of them out there, so we want to make sure we get the right one. It's Build a Mountain of Food time again, Tammy. Always an exciting time of year.
It is. We're excited.
And you're coming up this coming weekend when we will be visiting a couple of places in Carlton Place and Elmont.
Yes. So we're going to be at Giant Tiger, Freshco, and Anderson's Independent in Carlton Place. And we're going to be at Johnson's Independent in Elmont.
And volunteers there doing their best to help collect, get those donations collected and sorted away, and then to the Hunger Stop it goes.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got volunteers set up at all the stores, encouraging guests to purchase a prepackaged bag, and we bring that over to the warehouse, and the warehouse people organize everything, and then we get it set on the shelves so we can distribute it to our clients.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the last year. We've seen and we know that usage of food banks has been on an upswing, really, for the past few years. How did it look last year when you look at those numbers? Were you up? Were you down? Where are you?
Well, everything is up. So 30% more people we've served since 2023. Our food purchases, our costs have gone up 43% since 2023. And we've distributed more than $1.3 million worth of food and essentials to our families in the last year.
It's interesting because we think of people who need to use the food bank because the cost of food is getting to be too much for many people. That is one of the biggest reasons, if not the biggest reason. Mm-hmm. And often enough, we don't think that those costs are affecting the food bank itself as well.
Absolutely. So our increases are, of course, in part because the grocery bills are more expensive and because more people are using our services, and a little bit because we've improved our services along the way to make things more more exciting and more worthwhile for our clients when they come in to see us.
And that's the thing, too. Like, people used to have this idea of a food bank just being some room you walk in, you wait in line, you're given a couple of bags and so on. That's pretty much out the window all around our region. Yes. Things are done quite differently. Describe a typical visit.
So clients can come in for a weekly visit, which is a quick pickup, kind of like what you've described from the past. But they can also come in once a month for groceries. And when they leave the food bank, they've got a grocery cart full of groceries that's probably valued at over $400.
Wow.
So they can do that once a month and just, you know, a little bit of help to support their families and feed their families.
And the setup in there, they get to walk around, if I'm not mistaken, and sort of pick what they need.
Yes. Our food bank is set up differently than some. Some people have a hamper model where you just hand the customer a box of food, whether it's what they like or not. And with our food bank, we're set up just like a grocery store, and it's based on family size. So the client gets to come in with a volunteer. Volunteer identifies the quantities that they can have based on the size of their family, and they get to pick their own choices from that allotment.
Now, besides donations of food and cash, and we'll get to specifics on that in just a moment, you just mentioned another thing that really is the driving force behind the success of food banks, and that's volunteers.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Our volunteers, I think everybody says it, but I feel like we've got the best volunteers. We've got about 170 volunteers. They're extremely dedicated, and they do everything from serving the customer to stocking the shelves to receiving donations. And they work in our garden. They go to the stores to pick things up. With Build a Mountain, they help us promote the event. We've got all sorts of volunteers, and we definitely couldn't do it without them.
Now, let's talk about needs right now. We'll put this up there right off the top. Cash is always great. It's probably the best way that you can help the food bank. Mm-hmm. So those cash donations, when we're collecting this coming Saturday, those are so incredibly vital, right?
Absolutely. Now, it is a food drive, so we appreciate that people do give us food. But cash donations are always the best, and it's simply because our money can go a little bit further when we're buying in bulk. And the other more important thing is that we buy what we need. So instead of somebody thinking that we might need 5 or 6 cases of Kraft Dinner when our warehouse is already stocked, we can actually go out and buy the necessities like bread and milk and yogurt and cheese and, you know, our apples, oranges, bananas, our potatoes, onions, carrots. Those are things that we buy regardless of how much money comes in the door and regardless of what food comes in the door. So cash is always best.
Now, those donations of food, those are great to get, especially on days like the Build a Mountain of Food Day.
Yes.
Lots of fun. It's also a way that basically anybody can donate. Like one can is one more can than you had before.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps, whether it's a single can, like you say, or whether it's the whole bag that the prepackaged bags that the stores have put together. Absolutely everything is important to us. And we are so grateful to the community when they step up.
Now, I know often lists are put out there of essentials, things that you need, whether it be you're low on or these are just great staples to have. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for this year?
Well, you know, we always say whatever your family likes, our families like. So if you want to provide us something that's your favorite in your household, but also things like larger size diapers, pet food, things that people don't always think about. And then the kids' snacks are so vital. So the nut-free granola bars, you know, snacks to put in the kids' lunches and stuff like that. So there's, you know, anything that you can think of would definitely benefit our organization.
Now, if people want to learn more about the Hunger Stop, you have a great Facebook page. It's a great web page as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so lanarkcountyfoodbank.ca. You can find out all the details or you can give a call to the office at 257-8546.
And for people who can't make it out this weekend, you can also donate through your website.
Yes, you can donate using Canada Help. So if you wanted to use a credit card, you can donate on our website. You can also go to our website, find out what the address is and do an e-transfer. E-transfers are super easy and, you know, only takes a few minutes to take care of.
And people can also just load a whole bunch of cash into a suitcase and come in and drop
That's
it off.
That's right. Suitcase after suitcase. Yes, please.
Perfect. Tammy Parent, thank you so much for doing this. Is there anything that you wanted to leave our listeners with before I let you go?
A quick thank you to all of the people who helped make this event happen, especially folks like you here at MyFM, the title sponsor RCL Automotive, Hinton Auto Group, IP Impression Printing, Your TV, and Hometown News.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a village to pull this off. That yes. is for sure. We're happy to be a part of it every year, and I'm happy awesome. To talk to you every year for sure.
Thank you. Love coming in. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Tammy Parent with the Lanark County Food Bank, the Hunger Stop, as we begin week one, Build a Mountain of Food, the RCL Automotive offering that comes your way every year.